I'm Dan Gilman. This is Rock Stories Episode 3. And I am here with...
Danny Capalbo.
And you are from Loom.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, we are... Where are we?
We are at Pacific Standard Tavern in New Haven.
Okay, I actually watched them play. They were really, really good. I recorded some of the songs, so I'll put them on here too. So how long have you guys been a band?
We've been together since April or May of 2014.
Okay, so not too long.
Yeah, not even quite a year yet. But we've had a fun time so far.
You got it together pretty good after how many months is that?
Oh my goodness, like 6 or 7, 8 months.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we have been lucky, I think. We've had a lot of really positive experiences, and we met nice people who gave us good opportunities, so we're grateful for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're one of them.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, in my fantasy world, I would like to have a couple of records under our belt as a band, and each one of them better and more mature than the last, and just still making music with my best friends.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's get to the story, and I'll think of some more questions.
Yeah. Okay, so... It was difficult to narrow this down because even though we've only been a band for less than a year, we've had some pretty wild experiences. But a story that we all agreed on that was pretty fun and silly takes place in Meriden in, I don't know, July or August of 2014. And we were playing at this really great venue called Superposition. Superposition is a warehouse space that was converted into a venue and apartments for the guys in the band Florida Equals Death. And they hold some pretty fun shows there. And it's a place that's kind of known among people who have played there as very open to loud, experimental, strange experiences and sounds. So we were getting ready to go on probably around 11 o'clock, and we thought, like, we'll pull out all the stops. You know, we'll be as loud as we want to be. We're just going to take some chances and have a good time. So we're burning through our set, and everyone seems to be enjoying it. And we were at our last song. It's a song called Heaviest Metals, and there's like a big crescendo at the end where everybody like hits their boost pedals, and it's louder than normal. Mm-hmm. And we're getting ready to go into the very last portion, and I see one of the guys who runs the venue come over, and he's gesturing at me like, stop, stop, stop. His name is Greg. He's great. He's gesturing, stop, 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 and so I stop, but my brother, who plays lead guitar, doesn't see it, so he keeps going. The drummer, Jared, throws a stick at him to get his attention, and we're, like, kind of panicking, like, what's the deal? And we look over, and there's two Meriden police officers who got a noise complaint, which is totally bizarre given where we are located in this warehouse space that's known for being loud. I guess there was some kind of, like, a loading area that had been open so people could get air and the noise was traveling. So the cops come in right at the big crescendo of our ending song, which was good timing because we got most of the set done, and they cut us off. And it was kind of this bizarre anti-climax. But I guess the cops, right before they left, looked at Greg and they were like, you guys got to shut this down. It's loud. But who's that band? They're pretty good.
Nice.
So we felt like, all right, they needed us to stop, but at least they enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah.
So that was one of my favorite moments, I guess, so far.
That's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. Okay, so what is the message behind your music?
Oh my goodness. Okay, that's a really good question.
Just let it flow. Don't think
I'll just let it flow. Well, okay, if I'm being totally honest, the message changes from song to song. I'm trying to embody this philosophy with my lyrics where I don't over-edit or over sort of polish myself. So I think the messages just wind up being things I think about often, which are... what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a person, life and death. And, of course, there are some sort of elements of past relationships thrown in there, just kind of processing experiences that have happened to me in recent years. But I think the overarching message is one to myself and other people who have kind of been in darker, low places, which is that, if you listen to all the messages coming from inside, even if some of them are difficult to deal with, then you can learn something valuable and ultimately grow. So, I don't know. I don't know what kind of answer that is, but it's true. It's honest.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounded awesome to me.
Cool.
Man, this sucks thinking of questions.
I know, questions are hard. I was a journalist for 2.5 years. Well, longer than that, but I was a journalist for a long time, and questions are the hardest.
Seriously.
Yeah. Also, I hope you'll mention in the... episode that there's this music. Yep. This totally bizarre Indiana Jones music, yes, playing, and I feel like the boulder is going to come down.
We thought it was Star Wars when we came
in.
Oh,
I guess it is.
This is like the most epic hallway in America.
I know. I just want to like hang out here all the time and just feel ready for life. But, yeah.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, my goodness. I guess the biggest thing for me is that it's really wild. Like, a year ago, I was singing songs alone in my house, mm-hmm, on my acoustic guitar, and, you know, people have been really kind to us and really generous and have been supportive and believed in us, and because of that, like, I mean, obviously, we're just, like, playing Connecticut bars, but for me, that's a huge deal because I've always been nervous to play in front of more than one person, so
nice.
It means a lot to me. It's maybe not a lot to other people, but for me, it means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you play out before this band?
Occasionally. Okay, so I was in a band called Spectral Fangs.
Nice.
And they rock. Check them out. They're okay. So good. They're getting ready to put out a full-length record that they're recording in Cheshire at Bonehead Studios, which is also where we record. And before that, I played in a band in Boston a little bit. But this is the first time that I'm out front, and it's totally bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in my band is patient with me because I mess up a lot.
Bass player Ashley Kenny.
Was it about the cops?
Yes.
This is probably the best story. I mean,
yeah,
we're not very crazy. We like to drink a lot of tea and do Buddhist meditation. And
watching you up there, you were into music so much. What are your influences like?
My influence is probably Kim Deal from the Pixies. Is probably my biggest influence. One of my favorite bass players is Shauna Tucker. She was in the Drive-By Truckers for like 5 or 6 years. I really love female musicians. That's probably, I don't know, my sister was in a band when I was younger, and I like grew up watching her play the bass, and then I couldn't play guitar, so I played the bass, and so, you know, those are probably my two biggest ones. Kim Deal's probably my biggest one.
Okay. How long have you been playing for?
I started playing the bass when I was 18, so I'm 30 now, so about 12 years.
Nice.
And my friend asked me if we'd be in a band, and I said sure, and then like a day later she's like, I booked a show. So we had like a week to learn and write songs, so we wrote songs and we played like 3 Misfits songs, and I was like hooked. I wanted to play all the time.
I don't need to give more to you than I get. It's a habit, the face of just killed down here.
Well, my name is Will. I play lead guitar in the band Loom from Bethel, Connecticut. For all you wondering, we are an indie band. If you like, I guess music, indie music, you know, dream pop, indie, rock and roll, give us a shout out on Facebook. We're working on releasing our full length album, so please check us out on the web. It's facebook.com/loomct. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Let me try to get some questions for you.
Sure.
What are your influences?
Oh, my influences are very, very broad in the rock and roll spectrum. My top five favorite guitar players are Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Alec Lifeson of Rush, David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I like anything from rock and roll to really deep, you know, dreamy ambient tones, really into Radiohead. But pretty much anything, any guitar players who kind of navigate through the sonic atmosphere of, you know, delay and modulation, but can also throw down on some blues leads and, you know, anything that really moves you. Emotion. I'm driven by emotion. That's why we do what we do.
I see you have a lot of pedals. What's your favorite pedal that you use?
Oh, geez. Well, that's a tough one.
So name a few, then.
I'll name my top three right here. Number one is the Big Muff Pie by Electro-Harmonix. It's a classic fuzz used by many. Second favorite is the Hall of Fame Reverb by TC Electronics. Very dynamic, very versatile, a lot of different presets on reverb. And my third favorite is the, it's also by TC Electronics. They teamed up with Pro Guitar Shop out of California. It's called the Alter Ego Times 4. It's a vintage delay, tap tempo, loop station, but essentially it emulates the classic delay pedals from the past, such as the Ecorrect, the Boss DM2, the Echoplex, Space Echo, and so on and so forth. You can do a lot of good stuff with it.
What is the favorite place that you've played in Connecticut?
Oh, geez. Well, you know what? Nothing beats playing at hometown. The Heirloom Arts Theater in Danbury is my top favorite. It's a really great place. They have a lot of great shows coming up. They could use more recognition. It's a great venue. A lot of really great bands come through there. A lot of famous acts, too, believe it or not. But it's kind of, you know, lumped in the middle of nowhere, like most places. But if you get the chance, check it out. But also, you know, we're up here in this part of the state. We played Bar in New Haven. That was a great spot. Tonight was really cool, too. I hope we can come back here. This is a great spot, man. The Pacific Standard Tavern. Check that place out for sure. Cafe 9 is also great. But over the summer, we had the opportunity of playing IM Festival, where we got to play at the Oasis Pub in New London, which is a great spot. So check that place out. New London is very popping, especially around the summertime. So get out there.
The Heirloom Arts, that's the one with a really high stage, right?
Yes. Yeah, they've got a very high stage, very high ceiling as well. And as a matter of fact, it's once upon a time, it was a famous theater where they had... plays there. It was the whole block was a theater. I believe it was called the Princess Theater at the time, and over time, times change, rock and roll set in. It's known to many by the Empress Ballroom, but it's now called the Heirloom Arts Theater. So
cool. I think that's all I got. Is there anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, I mean, for all those listening to this podcast, you know, keep on rocking in the free world. But get out to local shows, the more you support these people, local music shouldn't be forever. It should become mass music. And that's the bottom line. You know, get these guys famous, come out to shows and buy the record of your favorite local band. And, you know, who knows, maybe one day you'll hear them on the radio or at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, awesome.
And,
thank you. Thanks again to Danielle Capalbo, Jared Thompson, Ashley Kenny, and Will Torrey from Loom for letting me hang out with them this past Saturday night. It was a great time, and they put on a really good show. I will have links to their Facebook and website in the show notes. See you on episode 4.
Hello, world. You're listening to Echo Pod Media.